Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reeve here. This is another instalment in the series of boos that I'm doing with my friend Jay about music production. I'm on my own today, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the Propellerheads Reason software that I use. So, as I said in the other boo, we've had this around about 9 or 10 years, and I think initially it costs around about £300, so it is quite pricey, but not as pricey as some that are available on the market. But it's a great piece of software. I've got it running on the MacBook, totally self-contained. It's endless, basically. The only thing that you're limited by is your imagination. You can pretty much make anything on here. And you've got samplers, you've got drum machines that you can load different samples into, synthesizers, vocoders, awesome amounts of like effects that you can apply. So it's totally self-contained, and you can make anything on here. So the other day I was talking about the TR-808 and the TB-303. And so what I've done is, in the redrum sequencer and drum machine that we've got on Reason, I've loaded in some of the samples from that great piece of kit. So we've got an 808 kick, we've got a clap, we've got a hat, another one, and a snare. So I've programmed a little drum pattern, and then also I've got my Evolution MK-425C USB keyboard, and it's got pitch bend modulation, and it's got some rotary knobs that you can assign to different things in Reason to get some great effects anyway. And what I've done with this is I've made a synth that kind of emulates the TB-303, and it's taken me some time to get it to the stage that I want to get it to, because it's basically you start with a sine wave or a saw, and you can basically do whatever you want with it, and it's taken me some time to get it to this stage. So there it was for you. So what I'm going to do is now I'm going to show you what I've managed to create this morning, and I'm going to just turn all the knobs live and give you a bit of a sample of basically a TR-808 and a TB-303. I would love to own the original items, because the hands-on feel is what I like. It's great to be able to press the buttons and twist the knobs, but I haven't quite got the money. So this is what I've managed to just mess around with today. I'll do it all live for you now. Got a few little patterns going in the redrum. Turn the volume up. TB-303-esque synth that I've got going. The great thing about the TB-303 was the fact that you could mess around with all the cutoff, the resonance, and the decay, and the envelope filter. So what I've done is I've mapped the particular things that I was talking about there into the Evolution keyboard. Off resonance, and it's all about the twisting of the knobs. Just change patterns there. So there you have it. I'm going to come back again with another boo about Propellerheads Reason, because it's very, very capable and you can make all sorts of great, really epic noises. So that was it, the TR-808 and the TB-303.